ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नस्तप्रायेषु बद्वेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया। भागवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भावति नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 20. Chapter is entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. Text number 14. Shri Shuka Uvacha Evam Asaditam Shishyam Evam Asaditam Shishyam Anada Shakaram Guru Anade Shakaram Guru Shashapa Daiva Prahita Shashapa Daiva Prahita Satya Sandham Manasvina Satya Sandham Manasvina Shri Shukuvacha. Shri Shukadev Goswami said, Evam, thus, Ashraditam, who was not very respectful to the instruction of the spiritual master, Shishyam, unto such a disciple, Anadeshakaram, who was not prepared to carry out the order of his spiritual master, Guru, the spiritual master, Shukracharya, Shashapa, cursed, Daiva Prahitaha, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, Satyasandham, one who was fixed in his truthfulness, Manasvinam, who was of a highly elevated character. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Sri Shukadev Goswami continued, Thereafter, the spiritual master, Shukracharya, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, cursed his exalted disciple, Bali Maharaj, who was so magnanimous and fixed in truthfulness that instead of respecting his spiritual master's instructions, he wanted to disobey his order. Please repeat after me. Shri Shukadeva Goswami continued, "Thereafter, the spiritual master, Shukracharya, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, cursed his exalted disciple, Bali Maharaj, who was so magnanimous and fixed in truthfulness that instead of respecting his spiritual master's instructions, he wanted to disobey his order." Purport. The difference between the behavior of Bali Maharaj and that of his spiritual master, Shukracharya, was that Bali Maharaj had already developed love of Godhead, whereas Shukracharya, being merely a priest of routine rituals, had not. Thus Shukracharya was never inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to develop in devotional service. As stated by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 10:10, Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give the understanding by which they can come to me. Devotees who actually engage in devotional service with faith and love are inspired by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vaishnavas are never concerned with ritualistic smarta brahmanas. Srila Sanatana Goswami has therefore compiled Hari Bhakti Vilas to guide the Vaishnavas who never follow the smarta vidhi. Although the Supreme Lord is situated in the core of everyone's heart, unless one is a Vaishnava, unless one is engaged in devotional service, one does not get sound advice by which to return home back to Godhead. Such instructions are meant only for devotees. Therefore, in this verse, the word daiva prahitaha, being inspired by the Supreme Lord, is important. Shukracharya should have encouraged Bali Maharaj to give everything to Lord Vishnu. This would have been a sign of love for the Supreme Lord, but he did not do so. On the contrary, he wanted to punish his devoted disciple by cursing him. Sri Shuka Uvacha Evam Ashraditam Shishyam Anadeshakaram Guru Shashapa Daiva Prahitaha Satya Sandam Manasvinam. Om Jnana Chmandasya Vinanjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarine Vancha Kaupatubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. It is my great honor and pleasure to be here this morning at Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir here in ISKCON, Sri Vrindavan Dham. Before I begin to speak today, I seek the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially His Holiness Radharaman Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Bhakti Janardhan Swami Maharaj, and all the devotees who are present here today, Kripaya Aap Sab Asirwad Dijiye. Thank you. Hare Krishna. We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 8th Canto, Chapter 20. Chapter is entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders the Universe. Text number 14. One time, the Pandavas and the Kauravas, they were studying Dhanurvidya, archery, under the able guidance of their teacher, Dronacharya. Dronacharya had fixed a small wooden bird, a bird made from wood, high in a tree. And the bird had a very brightly painted eye. And it was quite some distance away in the tree. Dronacharya called one of his students, Yudhisthira, Please come, take your bow and arrow. Aim at the bird. Tell me, what do you see? Yudhisthira said, I see the bird. What else do you see? I see the branch. What else do you see? I see the tree. Sit down. Duryodhana, come, take your bow and arrow. What do you see? I see the bird. What else do you see? I see the leaves. What else do you see? I see the tree. Sit down. Arjuna, come. Take your bow and arrow. What do you see? I see the eye of the bird. What else do you see? I see the eye of the bird. What else do you see? I see the eye of the bird. Shoot. Arjun took his bow and arrow. The bird fell to the ground. His eye of the wooden bird was pierced. From this story, we learn a very valuable lesson. The lesson is the importance of one focused attention on the goal. Only by having one focused attention on our goal will we be really able to hit the target and go back to Godhead. Confirmed. Vyavasayatmika buddhir ekeha kuhunandana bahushaka hyanantascha buddhayo vyavasayinam. Lord Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, text number 41, that one must be one focused in his determination. Vyavasayatmika ekeha kurunandana. Oh, Kuru, you should be ekeha kurunandana, one pointed, focused in your determination. Otherwise, if not, bahushaka hyanantascha. Bahu means many, and shaka means branches. You'll be unfocused, and your concentration will go here and there, and here, and there. Many branches are there. Unlimited branches. Buddhayo vyavasayinam. One who has buddhi, one who is intelligent, will be ekeha kuru nandanaha. One-pointed in his determination. So as devotees of ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, as spiritual practitioners, what should be our one-pointed determination? The instructions of the spiritual master should be our one-pointed determination. And this also is the realization of Srila Abhay Charanarvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was reading the Tika, the explanation, the purport to this verse, chapter 2, text 41 of Bhagavad Gita, Vyavasayatmika Buddhir. He was reading the explanation of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that one should make the order of the spiritual master one's heart and soul. One pointed determination. One should worship the order of the spiritual master on the altar of one's heart. The order of the spiritual master is our greatest wealth. It's our greatest treasure. Nothing should deviate us from the order of the spiritual master. However, we see a very interesting phenomenon in today's verse. Bali Maharaj, a great devotee, exemplary in all respects, a Mahajan, Bali Maharaj, in today's verse, rejects the order of his spiritual master. How is it possible? Why? Why has he rejected the order of his spiritual master? And what will be his fate? What will happen to him from having rejected the order of his spiritual master, Shukracharya? Before we continue this discussion, Freudian slip. Let us briefly review this section of Srimad Bhagavatam and see what has brought us to the point where Bali Maharaj is prepared to reject the instruction of his spiritual master. Shukadev Maharaj is speaking to Maharaj Parikshit. Lord Vamanadev, Vishnu, has descended in the form of a beautiful small dwarf. He's approached Bali Maharaj. He's begging him for charity. And Bali Maharaj is eager to give charity, as Kshatriyas love to do. Bali Maharaj is requested by Srila Vamanadev for 3 steps of land. Bali Maharaj is insulted. I can give you countries, continents. Why you're asking me just for 3 steps of land? Vamanadev says, I'm a small dwarf, Brahmachari, Brahmana. If I cannot be satisfied with 3 steps of land, I cannot be satisfied with anything. Santusht, the austerity of the mind. So he's exhibiting this wonderful quality, being ready to accept even something small and being satisfied. Shuka Acharya objects. He says, my dear Bali Maharaj, this is Vishnu in disguise. If you give him 3 steps of land, he'll use 2 steps, he'll cover the whole universe. You won't be able to give him the 3rd step. You'll be in great difficulty. Also, we can understand that as the guru of the king, Shukracharya will also be in difficulty if everything is given to Vishnu, because he has his own personal motivation. So then, in text 8.19.42, he gives the order that Vamanadev, Vishnu's instruction, should be rejected. He says, therefore, this is Shukracharya speaking, the safe course is to say no. You should reject the offer, the request of Vamanadev. Although it is a falsehood, because he already gave his promise, it protects one completely. It draws the compassion of others towards oneself. And it gives one full facility to collect money from others for oneself. Nonetheless, if one always pleads that he has nothing, he is condemned, for he is a dead body while living, or while still breathing, he should be killed. And the last verse of this 19th chapter, in flattering a woman to keep her under control. Do you ever flatter your mother sometimes to keep her under control? In joking in a marriage ceremony, in earning one's livelihood, when one's life is in danger, in protecting cows and Brahminical culture, or in protecting a person from an enemy's hand, falsity is never condemned. So Shukracharya is explaining to Bali Maharaj, although you have already given your word, it's okay to go back on your promise. Falsity is never condemned in these kinds of situations. So that brings us to today's verse. In today's verse we hear Shukadev Goswami explaining, Evam Asharitam Shishyam. That Evam, even Shraditam. Shraddha means faith. Ashraditam means no faith. So here we see Bali Maharaj with Ashraditam. He has no faith. He is Shishyam, he's a disciple, but Ashraditam, he has no faith. He's a disciple with no faith. Anadeshakam Guruhu. Shakti, Shakti, Shaktam, he's Shakti, you're ready to do something, but he's Anadeshakaram, he's not ready to do. He's not ready to carry out the order of his spiritual master. Ashraditam, he has no faith. Anadeshakaram, Guruhu, he's not ready to carry out the order of the spiritual master. And as a result, what is Shukracharya's reaction? What does he do? Shashapa. Shashapa, he curses Bali Maharaj. And we'll hear more about the curse in the next verse. Why does he curse Bali Maharaj? Because, surprise, surprise, he's inspired by the Lord within. The Lord inspires Shukracharya to curse him. Daiva Prahitaha. Prabhupada mentions this word in the purport as being very important because it means inspired from within. Tesham satatayuktanam bhajatam prittipurvakam didami buddhiyogam tam yenamam upayantite. Srila Prabhupada quotes this verse in the purport today. To those who are constantly devoted, Tesham Satata, Satata means always, Yuktanam means connected, huge, yoga. Satata Yuktanam, Bhajatam, Priti Purvakam. How are they connected? Priti, with love. Didami Buddhi Yogam Tam, Krishna says, Didami, I give. Buddhi Yogam, real intelligence, Yenamam Upayantite, intelligence so that they can come back to me. So Krishna is giving intelligence. Sarvasacham Riddhi Sannivisto Matasmityar Gyanam Maponam Cha Vedaischa Savarham Eva Vejo Vedanta Krit Vedavid Eva Chaham. Krishna says, Mata smitir gyanam maponam cha. I give knowledge. I give remembrance. I give forgetfulness. So who is given the knowledge to Shukracharya that he should curse Bali Maharaj? It's Krishna. Nothing moves without the supreme will. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. That Krishna is the cause of all causes. Nothing moves without his desire. So sometimes to devotees, to those who are satata yuktanam, constantly engaged in devotional service, Krishna gives intelligence how to come back to him. But to those who are kuyogi, who have bad intelligence, then dadami buddhi yogam tam, he'll give the intelligence, sarp, to curse, to give difficulty, and ultimately create entanglement in this difficult material creation. Today's verse concludes with a couple of very nice qualities of Bali Maharaj. Satya Sandam Manasvinam. Satya Sandam means he's fixed in truthfulness. A devotee has all good qualities. Shamodamas tapasocham shantir arjvam evacha gyanam vijnanam astikyam brahma karma svabhavajam. A devotee has all good qualities. He's austere, he's truthful, he's clean, he has knowledge, he has realization. And Bali Maharaj has these qualities. He's Satya Sandam, he's always fixed in truthfulness. And he has a highly elevated character, Manasvinam. So because of his great character, because of his integrity, that despite receiving this difficult instruction from his guru, just renounce Vamanadev, you promised him, but just give it up. You don't have to follow his instruction. Bali Maharaj, he could have taken the easy way out and just followed Shukracharya's instructions. He could have said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. I will follow the instructions of my spiritual master, even though Vamanadev is Vishnu. But no, because of his integrity, he rejected the bogus order of his spiritual master to go against Vishnu, not to worship Vishnu. There's a very important verse in the Mahabharata that explains about which time the guru can be rejected. The verse is as follows. Gurur ap yavi avliptasya karya karyam ajanataha upata pratipanasya paridyago tyago vidyate. If the guru becomes attached to sense gratification, if he loses his sense of duty and follows a degraded path, a path other than devotional service to the Lord, he should be rejected. From Mahabharata Udyoga Parva 179.25. So if the guru shows the disciple a path other than devotional service to the Lord, the guru should be rejected. And in this verse, in this section of Bhagavatam, we hear how Shukracharya is trying to direct Bali Maharaj on a different path other than service to the Supreme Lord. He's trying to direct him on the path of pravritti marg, of sense gratification, as opposed to nivritti marg. So, in conclusion, we should be careful not to just become priests of routine rituals like Shukracharya, Akchahara Payayas Charpajalpo Niyamagraha Janasangas Chaloyam Chashad Bhir Bhaktir Vinashati. Just rituals will not help us. We seek devotion. Srila Prabhupada concludes the purport today by writing, Shukracharya should have encouraged Bali Maharaj to give everything to Lord Vishnu. This would have been a sign of love for the Supreme Lord. But he did not do so. On the contrary, he wanted to punish his devoted disciple by cursing him. We should have intelligence and discrimination to know who we should put our faith in. By our good fortune, we have great personalities to repose our faith in, Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's followers. They will bring us to Krishna. And unto those followers of Srila Prabhupada and unto Srila Prabhupada himself, our faith should be fixed. One point of determination, the eye of the bird. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu. Can give him the mic?
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you were mentioning Bali Maharaj as Mahajan. So, Bali Maharaj became Mahajan only after he surrendered to Vamandev. Before surrendering, he was just ordinary and he was respecting Vamandev, what he was asking him, and he was ready to give him. And Chukracharya was helping him. And you are mentioning this Gatami Bhutti Yogandam, meaning of Gatami. So this intelligence also was given to Chukracharya by Krishna. So how we can understand the philosophy?
Thank you for your comment and your question. If I understand your question correctly, you're asking that because the intelligence to curse Bali Maharaj was given by Krishna himself, how can we understand this pastime, the philosophy? Is that correct? Thank you. So one thought comes to my mind is that this is Leela, this is Srimad Bhagavatam expressing the Leela. And by Bali Maharaj being cursed by Shukracharya, Shukracharya had been given the intelligence to curse Bali Maharaj by Lord Krishna. Then as a result, the devotee of Lord Krishna, Bali Maharaj, is being glorified. Krishna loves his devotee even more than himself, and he loves to see his devotee glorified in every situation. Even in a difficult situation, the qualities of the devotees, they shine. Tate nukampam susumikshamano munjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvag vipur bir vidadanimaste jiveti yo mukti pade sadaya bhak. Lord Brahma prays 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And devotees also pray in this mood of gratitude, even when the most difficult situations come to them. So we'll hear in tomorrow's verse how Bali Maharaj is being cursed to lose all of his opulences. But he is not upset. He is taking shelter of Lord Krishna. He's becoming purified. He's becoming glorified. And as you so wonderfully mentioned, as a result of this situation, his heart is transformed. He becomes magnified, greater. He'll become Mahajan. So this is the mercy of Lord Krishna inspiring Shukracharya in his heart to curse Bali Maharaj, to exhibit, to reveal the glories of Bali Maharaj. What do you think, Prabhu? Is it all right? Thank you so much, Hare Krishna. Or Kuch Chaye, you have more comment? Anything, wisdom you wish to share? Give him the mic, please. No, he's ready.
Yes, we can understand these things. But now, Bali Maharaj, the person we will hear later on, but ordinary person, we are devoted, we can understand this pastime of Lord. Mm. But when ordinary person comes and he understands, and he is bewildered sometimes. Mm.
Yes, so thank you for bringing this clarification up. I'm grateful to you. Maya bahut abhari hoon, Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhu.
So just, I wanted to know, is there any mention of Shukracharya in Bhagavad Gita or Shukracharya?
Is there a mention of Shukracharya in Bhagavad Gita? I'm not sure. Perhaps you can enlighten us or someone else can enlighten us. Maharaj, please give the mic to Maharaj. Kripa mic DGA.
Not only that, even
your third, event. So there would be any thing that any wish can be correct. Then question then what outcome of your cursing here that Daiva Pramita, inspired by Providence, inspired by Daiva, inspired by destiny, are inspired by Krishna himself. So Sukracharya mentioned that I want to protect my disciples, such a glorious, for that reason I put in most awkward position. A disciple has no right to judge whether Krishna, his spiritual master, giving the wrong or right instruction. This right is now given a disciple. Blindly, what Sukracharya said, for me. But Sukracharya said that though this position, but I put him in such an awkward position. And I wanted to prove in front of you that he will take the right decision. And if there was some time, the gold is sometimes put in the fire. Doesn't mean that gold recipients want to destroy the gold or its glory or its effulgence. Rather, it puts in fire, operating superficially. But there is only attention of the gold recipient to increase the effulgence, brightness of gold. So, I put him in such a cold position. I wanted to do him. I am not having a spiritual master. I explained him from the very beginning to him. This was time for him to be young. And I want to tell him, I have such a glorious disciple that he is such a cold, even Guru Maharaj was absolutely against him. And still, he determination to put the right decision is rendered. From the beginning he was inspired, otherwise he said that Vishnu is Vishnu. How come that he can know that he was Daiva Pramita? Within the heart of Krishna Bhagavad, he was manipulating. Otherwise, if the Bhagavad Gita says Kavina Musnam Kavita, he would have appreciated. And okay, fine, right. But he wanted to increase his glory in some sublime way. If you have not objected and Bhavanandai was requested and he had given, it is not so deeply. But even the Guru Maharaj also said, I think before, also in Bhakti, in the pretext of three species of land, he will take in everything. Not only your land, your reputation, your glory, everything he will take. Paying part in advance. If Bali Maharaj was not known, and three species of land, and then Bhavanandai was taking everything, that person was not so much glorious as in advance, Manasvina. You are understanding it. Manasvina, if I prefer a prefer that if you give him, then it will be for what you should get. Nothing will remain with you. So, Professor Kavina Snakama, among the, all the learned scholars, I Usana, Supraisar, tenth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Tagore Premanande Hare Bol.